hear what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Day before yesterday, Lum received a letter from Miss Catherine Colbert, applying for the position of teacher in the Pine Ridge School. At a meeting of the school board, it was decided to ask the young lady to appear before him to discuss her qualifications. Lum was so enthused over the description she gave of herself that he has volunteered to meet her at the county seat next Monday, drive her to Pine Ridge. Again, on the little community today, we find Abner over at the lunchroom talking with Bud Gamble. And now stand by while we switch you to Pine Ridge. Listen.
Oh, that's Glenn, the funny duckhorn. He's been going around there for a couple of weeks like he told. Then this morning he comes in here, slaps me on the back, and tells me what a great guy I am. Well, I thought maybe he was fooled because I was marrying Evelina. The way he talked this morning, the way he should go to bed door. Went on about what a fine girl she is, and hope it was happy, and all that stuff. And then thanked me for asking to be the best man at the wedding. Say, who is this Lee figuring on me? Who, Long? Well, sure, he said this morning he wished we could make it a double wedding, but he's afraid that he'd be a little too quick for him. No, never know nothing about it. That's some of you stand there. It's got the natural curly hair, he said, big blue eyes. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's that new school teacher coming out here. She ain't even sorry yet. Got a letter from her, and that's all he can talk about ever since. Oh, I thought it was somebody being born with. The way he was talking this morning, I thought they were all set to get married. Well, she is, I reckon. She don't know nothing about it, though. She's coming out here Monday to meet with the school board. Wait a minute, let me tell you what you know. Don't tell him when I told you who was he getting out of it. Oh, no, sorry, but then I can't. No man all has to take back that team to me. If he did, well, I would have read everything.
Yeah, never had a bit of trouble with
him. Oh, well, good. That makes us rid of everything.
There were no need for Cedric to go over there, then.
Oh,
over to your place. I told him to go over there and see if there's anything left, and if there was, to take it back where we got it.
Oh, well, you too, eh? Team of old man Raleigh was the last of that stuff to do that with.
Thanks, sir.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, we made a mistake there, taking all that stuff in on him dead. As long as we got everybody to take it back, we ain't out of here long. It's what she said, over here.
Well, yeah, of course,
Yeah, that's little, but that's they eat better than feeding them till fall. We couldn't have sold them till after drop gathering.
No, I guess that's the best way out of it.
We'll spend more time here in the lunchroom now, anyway. Bud was telling me this morning business has been pretty good down here,
I think that bicycle contest is helping a lot. It's costing us a little dough to give them things away, but not everybody's talking about the lunchroom, I'll say that.
Yeah, of course, we could have given away cheaper bicycles, I reckon. Wouldn't have talked too much, but I believe if you're going to give somebody something, give them the best there ain't any more.
Yeah, well, you know everybody's
getting
one of
them, so they said they'll be there somewhere. Oh, yeah. I noticed that had some people I was going to
have
them follow me.
Yeah,
he went
on,
done
got his bicycle,
haven't he? I seen the youngins are prouder than you've seen in my life.
Oh.
You went down the street there, blowing that electric horn, and the traded places with the president of the United States.
Aluminum
frame, that's the slickest thing out of the field to have a bicycle.
And the contest
is
too. A lot of fun taking out these last lines.
Well, that's a nice prize for what little time it takes. Somebody can write a last line and nail it in a couple of minutes, huh?
Why, sure they can. You know, the thing that surprises me is how many grown-ups are getting in this contest. I thought the children would be about the only ones that'd be interested in.
Oh, no. Everybody's riding bicycles nowadays. You'd be surprised. Awful good exercise, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Getting awful stylish now, too. And if they don't need a bicycle to ride themselves, they're more likely giving it to their niece or nephew or some of the neighbor's children.
And don't we now, that sure make a young and happy when they just have somebody just give them a bicycle.
Oh, my.
Since we've been hearing the whistle blowing over here, Bud. And I blow it every time I think about it.
Well, it's cause not to talk, all right. And I've been hearing lots of compliments on them T-bone steaks you're serving down here, too.
Yeah, well, I think that name T-bone tutor's gonna work out okay, you know. Oh, my, yes. Wait a minute, there comes Cedric along. I reckon we found out they weren't that bad.
shut up.
Yeah.
No way for nothing. Yeah, we better pay him off too, Abner. Tell him we don't need him no longer now.
Yeah, I just give him a order and we ain't got to pay.
Yeah.
Now, well, I gotta get back in the kitchen with the water, whatever.
Then he's only speaking about driving into the county to get money to meet Kevin. And he's sorry, too.
Did they say he's going in the car?
Yeah, I told him I'd get better to drive it.
Well,
we see that.